keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bella, Megan and Joe with your 8am Zedlines.
And in local news, police are requesting that anyone witnessing or being struck by an object from a moving car in Paddington, Toowong, St Lucia, Chapel Hill and surrounding to come forward. The request comes following the arrest of a group of men who have been charged with assault, having fired fishing sinkers at people from slingshots in a moving car. The alleged attacks occurred over 3 days in late May and four men have been arrested. Police seized drug paraphernalia, handmade slingshots and knuckle dusters in the car.
A high-profile, married Queensland man named in an extortion case at the Cairns Magistrates Courts will remain unidentified despite media pushbacks. The man, who is not facing charges himself, has been dubbed MM. Magistrate Jelma Mioli withheld the proposition by police prosecutor Maynard Markham to protect the identifying details of the allegations. This includes the defendant's identity, as well as anything that would identify the complainant. Mioli argued that the publication of high-profile identities would discourage victims from seeking justice. Several media outlets are demanding a judicial review of the decision to suppress MM's true identity, but have been informed that a review will not be possible until July 31st.
And in national news, a North Adelaide bakery has taken steps to train its staff to identify counterfeit notes following a rise in cases across the state. The business has been hit by counterfeits, a baker's dozen of times, in recent years, and they have since improved detection measures with a UV torch by the counter and training staff to identify watermarks. South Australian authorities are keeping tabs on the increased presence of counterfeits in the state and are urging businesses that deal with cash to check all $50 and $100 notes.
Australian officials have started privately flagging risks pertaining to upcoming partnerships with the satellite internet service Starlink. Starlink is the new, high-speed, low-latency broadband internet satellite service operated by Elon Musk's aerospace company, SpaceX. Relying on a spacecraft positioned approximately 35,000 kilometres above Earth, paired satellites orbit at a lower altitude, forming a tighter data network, making internet access faster than ever. With around 200,000 Australians and major state emergency services as customers, the expectation of lightning-fast internet access is starting to cause a national security scare. A recent internal presentation prepared by the Department of Home Affairs Cyber and Infrastructure Security Centre in May 2025 laid out the security considerations for the satellite service, highlighting the availability risks due to offshore nature of Starlink. With the inevitable troubles of regulations and licensing laws in space, the department is facing a gamble in whether or not they should allow the wealthiest man in the world access to our national internet network system.
In international news, water cannons have been fired at anti-immigration protesters by police in a town near Belfast in Northern Ireland following a night of unrest. People carrying English and UK flags came out in droves to protest immigration all across Northern Ireland and Belfast in the wake of an alleged violent attack that the victim did survive. Bus routes and storefronts remained closed a day after the event as protests are expected to continue, having been flamed by owner of Twitter, Elon Musk. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer vowed that his government would be cracking down on those who sow division, as Musk took to his social media platform to incite further violence in Belfast.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a shower or two, so be sure to pack a brolly. It's currently 16 degrees and an expected maximum of 23. We're coming down from high tide now, and it should be back to low tide by midday today. There's no fire danger rating today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.